This time on a Monday, we often speak to Jared Whateley. In fact, we have every week from ABC Grandstand to look over sport. Jared, thanks for joining us.
Waleed, hello.
Ian Thorpe is not going to London. He's obviously been doing a lot of media when he announced his comeback and over the last few days, given his failed comeback bid. Here's a bit of what he had to say.
I've missed out on what was a huge goal for me to accomplish, you know, in this kind of short period of time. But, you know, it's still the desire that I had previously. It's still there. You know, I still want to swim. It's tough. It's hard coming to this competition and really, failing in what I set out to do. I'm glad that I was willing to put myself out there to give this a shot. I'm pleased with that part and disappointed that it hasn't been the result that I wanted.
He's going to move on. He's going to keep going, I should say, Jared Whateley. How do you feel about that?
I feel he should be careful with his legacy, but equally strongly I feel that this is his decision to make. If he cares not what other people think about his endeavours to want to swim again, and I think he sort of articulated that quite well, that he's doing it because he loves it, and if he fails, he can live with that. And everybody else, well, you know, they can either have their memories or have their memories tarnished, and he doesn't mind. I think that takes a very strong person to have that mindset. He's hardly the first world sportsman to attempt to come back and fail at it. And while I never think that it detracts from what has done previously, it does become part of the story. And as long as he recognises that and he's comfortable with that, then it's his decision to go on. The rider in this, the caveat to it, is that he can't continue to be funded to the extent that he has been by Swimming Australia for exotic locations, mysterious locations. He has been entitled, I think, my view is, to the funding for the comeback. He is Australia's most successful swimmer. So I think the governing body owed it to him to support him financially to that extent. But now that is an indulgence. If he wants to keep going, he keeps going on his terms.
Now, you've obviously been keeping a close eye on the swimming all over the weekend. How are we looking for London? Because I think there was a little fear that we went through a little wobble. Perhaps Commonwealth Games and a bit in Beijing, particularly with the men. Are we shaping up well?
We are. This was one of the real keys of this meet, which is only at the halfway mark so far. The modelling which was done last year had Australia for 2 gold medals only, and that was coming back from 6 in Beijing. So that would seriously undermine Australia's Olympic campaign, never mind its swimming campaign. So the key here was to see world's fastest times and times that would vault swimmers back into gold medal contention. And to that end, we've certainly seen it from Stephanie Rice, who I think shocked everybody on night one in the 400 medley, and then she backed it up in the 200 last night. But she swam times which will have her in contention to defend her gold medals. We know that James Magnussen is going to be heavily favoured to win the gold in the 100 metres freestyle, and tonight he's going to have a dip at the world record. And if he can't get it tonight, I do feel like he will get it in London, which would be a huge achievement to break 47 seconds without the swimsuits the way they were. And then you consider other times. Last night Nick Darcy swam the fastest time over 200 in the butterfly so far this year, eclipsing a time set by Michael Phelps. Now, Phelps, I'm sure, will go lower than that before London, but the depth is going to be there. Every final so far, 2 people have qualified under the time, the criteria set as the A qualifier. So I think much better shape than beforehand, and that's the whole point of the Olympic trials.
You mentioned things that are part of the story. Nick Darcy, there's a fair bit of a story around him. He's now qualified.
Yes.
How's the team reacting to him? Because, of course, he was involved with or charged with assault with a fellow swimmer.
Yeah, I asked around last night around the team, and the view is that his acceptance there is fine. It's his acceptance in the broader community. And just a small sample of what I got back last night, say, through Twitter. And Darcy himself recognises that not everybody will be supportive of him. He has the outstanding issue where he declared bankruptcy and hasn't paid what he was ordered to pay to Simon Cowley, his victim. Mm. So I think that leaves distaste with people. But on his side of the coin, he was given the all clear by the Australian Olympic Committee and Swimming Australia to compete on merit And if he did that and he qualified, he was on the team. So he's fulfilled that side of the obligation. It's the rest which still leaves a sour taste with many.
Are Australians success hungry enough that all will be forgiven if he wins a gold medal?
Do you know what? I honestly think no. Will it by then be seen as a story of redemption, a man who made serious mistakes, was punished by the law of the land? It's hard to say that he paid his debts because he, in fact, hasn't paid his debts.
Literally hasn't.
Yeah. So, no, I don't think victory will solve all there, no.
Now, just finally, we've got about a minute left, which is not enough to do this issue justice, but the Grand Prix happened over the weekend. There's always debates about whether or not we should retain a Grand Prix, whether or not it's a worthy event. What do you think?
The issues get completely confused here. The Grand Prix looks spectacular and is good fun, but it costs $50 million. And you can't have one without the other. So I know people watch it and go, this was, what a lark, what a great afternoon's entertainment and so on, until the price tag comes in. No, look, it's lost its place on the Melbourne sporting landscape, and I'll just restrict my comments to Melbourne because it's our Grand Prix and that's where I live. It used to have such a hold on the town as an event and in build-up, and it virtually had none of that this time around. It didn't lob on the radar until really the Wednesday. And there aren't barbecues, and people don't stop to watch it and rejoice in it anymore the way they used to when it first got here. It has outlived its welcome in this town.
Tell us what you really think, Jared. Good to have you along, as always.
Cheers, Waitley.
Jared Waitley from ABC Grandstand.